At the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California, a celebration on what would have been Reagan's 100th birthday. Former Secretary of State James Baker remembering his old boss.
There were those who didn't like Ronald Reagan's politics or his policies, but they couldn't dislike the man.
Ronald Reagan died of Alzheimer's in 2004 at the age of 93. An influential rock guitarist dies on tour.
Guitarist Gary Moore of the Irish rock band Thin Lizzy has died, his body found in his hotel room in Spain. Drummer Brian Downey calling Moore's death a total shock, the cause of death not immediately known. The band had been touring in Europe. Gary Moore was 58.
Fox Radio's Lisa Lucera topping the weekend box office.
Rebecca's doing really well.
The thriller The Roommate making $15.6 million its opening weekend. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us
Hello,
now.
Ladies and gentlemen. My name is William White Crow, and welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio. And with us tonight is our special guest once again, Lindsay Williams, pastor of the Elite. But before we get to him, we'd like to give a very special thanks to our sponsors and all those who have donated to help keep in Sovereign Minds going, and also our good friends at Soil...
Advanced Soil.
This technology, ladies and gentlemen, is very good. You need to use this. You want to get a hold of these people and definitely touch base with them. Now, if you want to call in tonight, I want to touch on this real quick, 530-605-4567, and that's the call-in number. And we're going to go on here with some quick news threads. Angry investors took the streets of Bangladeshi capital on Sunday after the stocks exchange suffered another dramatic fall, the latest of a series of collapses that forced halts in trading several times last month. Nasquad has been also hit by hackers, but it seems that nothing was affected at that time.
Oh, really? Yes. It seems like they're probably going to try to push this cybersecurity and, yeah. Oh, no, we're under attack. Watch out. We're going to have to shut ours down, you know, just to be safe.
You're right, 100% there. And I wondered that myself when I first heard about that. You got some news for
Yeah, I got a couple of things. They're pretty interesting. We have the three biggest natural food brand companies, Whole Food Markets, Stonyfield Farm, and Organic Value. They've committed to the coexist with Monsanto's alfalfa. So these guys are signing on.
Monsanto's?
Yeah. And so the three biggest, or quote-unquote, organic companies are now signing on to this. They're going to, quote-unquote, coexist with Monsanto's alfalfa. So basically that's, they're going to feed all their cows, and everything's going to be fed with this alfalfa. That's GMO alfalfa. So that's pretty bad, but... the CEOs of Whole Foods and Stonyfields are personal friends of former Iowa governor and current USDA secretary Tom Vilsack.
Oh boy.
I mean, this is pretty bad that they're taking
Actually, they're just putting everything in a centralized working order here.
So now you get organic. They're taking the organic. They're in cahoots now with the USDA. I mean,
yeah,
you know, so it's not going to be organic.
That goes back to that S-501.
S-510.
Yeah, S-510. Yeah.
But that's not in. So.
That's not good at all.
But we also have Tim Geithner coming out like Henry Paulson. The skies are going to fall if we don't raise this debt ceiling, if we don't spend another trillion. So. Now they're threatening again, just like they did before, that we need to spend our way out of this. When
we don't need to.
The free market will take care of it. But nope, they insist that we're gonna spend our way out of this debt and or this crisis, and we're not.
No. All it's gonna do is actually make the situation worse, and there's not much we can do about that.
As it did in the 29 Depression, the Great Depression. Yeah. That's what happened. With the government tried to step in and
it kept trying to bail out. It just lasted longer and longer and longer. So, you know, if you go back to 1920. You know, and earlier than that, whenever we had a problem,
1920,
they
yeah.
quit their spending, and we were gone in 18 months.
One year.
I mean, that's good. I mean, you guys out there in the political agenda and arena need to really pay attention to that. We got a commercial to go to.
All right, then we'll get back with Pastor Lindsay Williams.
Yes, sir.
with my beat. I'll be sharing what I learned about our great fresh and saltwater fishing with you on North State Outdoor News.
Hi, I'm Gary Heffley. I'll put you where the fish are biting, whatever it takes, on North State Outdoor News.
My name is Mike Mogler. Fly fishing's my game. Keep a tight line and I'll mention your name on North State Outdoor News.
And I'm Frank Galusha, your host for North State Outdoor News from MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune us in every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Okay, here we are back. This is Wave Micro with Nate and Chandler here on Sovereign Minds Radio. This is the home of Free Fire Media right here at KCNR 1460 AM. And like I said, if you want to call in at 530-605-4567. And with that said, let's once again thank our special guest, Lindsay Williams, tonight for being with us.
Yes, Lindsay, he's written a book, The Non-Energy Crisis.
It's a good one.
I suggest everybody go read that if you want to know what's coming up. But Lindsay, we want to know what's going on now. What do you got for us that's new?
Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I can barely hear the other gentleman that's talking. But Nathaniel, thank you so much for allowing me to be on with you tonight. And I think, if I remember correctly, I had the privilege of being on your show back on January the 9th. And at the time, I made a statement that the elite had told me that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. They did not say where. They did not say what nation. They did not say it was going to be with Iran. But they did say that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. And on your show, I'm so glad I said that night. Because look what is happening in Egypt right now, and the elite who tell me these things had told me that this was going to happen. I never cease to be amazed at the power of the elite of the world who do what they do. Now, since I'm sure we have many new listeners out there this evening, let me go back a ways so that folks will understand why I'm able to say some of the things I'm saying tonight, because you're going to hear some startling things on this program. Many of you remember that many years ago, by the providence of God, I happened to be a missionary, an aviation missionary, in the state of Alaska. And just after arriving in the state, I'd been a pastor of a church, by the way, 12 years prior to that, for 12 years, same church, and I went to Alaska as an aviation missionary, and just after arriving in the state, they said they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Well, I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, 25,000 pipeliners are going to converge on the state of Alaska to build America's oil pipeline from America's oil field. And I said, you must need a chaplain on that pipeline with that many oil pipeliners. After all, I had heard that they were supposed to be the most wicked, cussingest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth. And believe you me, they were just that.
Yes,
but
sir.
They laughed at me at first, and then finally they said, okay, we'll give you the Prudhoe Bay area, where the big oil field is up on the Arctic Ocean, and the seven camps down the line from there, and you just go up there and see what you can do. Well, I did, and about 6 months later, they came to me and said, Chaplain, we never realized the value of a chaplain or a pipeline before. You're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees and helping the relationship in the camps. So they said, we'd like to offer you executive status. And I said, well, what does that mean? They said, you can go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see, have your own vehicle, travel around the oil pipeline. And they said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. I didn't know what I was getting into. Folks, those out there in the listening audience, Nathaniel already knows this, and I think they've seen my resume, but so that you'll understand, for 3 years' time, by invitation, I was the chaplain to the elite of the world. I'm talking about the people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. And it could have only been by the providence of God, because there is no way that a little insignificant, unknown missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska could have possibly sat with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. It changed my life.
And you were
someone had asked me before I went on the pipeline, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? Believe me, I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If they had said to me after I lived with these people, sat across the dinner table from them, lived in the same dorms with them, realized who they were, people that you, very few people ever rub shoulders with except by God's providence. If someone had said to me, do you believe that these people tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, start wars, end wars, and control currencies, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. Now, that was 35 years ago. Since then, I've written 6 books about these people, trying my best to help people understand the mindset of the elite. And there are 2 of these individuals who, over these 35 years, have kept in touch with me on a regular basis and given me information. And every time they have ever told me anything, it has happened exactly like they said it. They know everything that goes on behind closed doors. Everything is planned. Nothing happens by chance. And this conflict in Egypt right now did not happen by chance. I knew it. I knew it 4 to 5 months in advance. I was on the phone with one of these elites one day, and I was talking about Iran. And they said, no, we're not going to have war with Iran, and it won't be within such a period of time. But within 4 to 5 months, there will be a conflict in the Middle East. And I went on radio programs all over America, and I said, there's going to be a conflict in the Middle East within 4 to 5 months. This, I could see the hand of the CIA written all over this from the very beginning. And I said it right here on your program, Nathaniel.
Yes, you did.
We were going to have this crisis within 4 to 5 months. And the last time, in January the 9th when I was here, I said there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. And here it is. We've got it.
Yep.
But you can't comprehend, the average person cannot possibly comprehend the significance of what's taking place over in Egypt right now. Let me just give you an idea. Egypt. Why in the world Egypt? Why not Iran or some other place? There's a definite reason why. The Suez Canal. Oh, by the way, please keep in mind that there were 2 other things that were told to me by these elite, and this is yet to happen, but you will see it happen. You write it down. And whenever it happens, by the way, take a piece of paper and write this down and put it beside your calendar. And when you see it happen, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Lindsay Williams is a prophet. And I'm going to tell you, no, I'm not. I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy that puts on his britches just like you do every morning. The only difference is, I have contact with some of the elite of the world who plan all of these things, and as a result, I'm trying my best to tell you what they're doing. Now, there are 2 things you need to keep in mind. Number one, there will be an increase of gasoline prices as a result of this Egyptian fiasco that's going on. Here's the prediction, and they've already given it to me. The price of crude oil is going to $150 to $200 a barrel within the next 9 to 12 months, and you are going to see $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump again. Now, many of you will remember, if you happen to have heard me on other radio shows back a number of years ago, 2.5 years ago, I was on the phone with one of these elite one day, And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel. That's where it was 2.5 years ago. And folks, I went on stations all over the country. I was on Alex Jones' show. I was on Coast to Coast with Joyce Norrie. I was on many shows around the country. And I said, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. People laughed at me. They said, you're crazy. It can't happen. You shouldn't say that. Exactly 2 months later, just as the man had told me it would, it went to $34 a barrel. Not down just to 50. It went to 34. You were paying $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. And at the time, he told me, he said, and I said this on radio shows all across America, I said, the price of crude oil is going to stay between $70 and $80 a barrel for 2.5 years. And I'm so glad I said it over radio shows just like they told it to me. Here it is, 2.5 years later, it's going back up just exactly as he said. Now, I need to make one other prediction based on what they told me. These are just their words. He said the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Now, this is so significant in light of what's happening into Egypt right now. Keep in mind, in Egypt is the Suez Canal. 30% of the world's oil supply travels through the Suez Canal on any given day. Do you realize how significant this is and what it would take the price of crude oil in America to if the Muslim Brotherhood, who is the one who is causing this rebellion against Mubarak, who is the prime minister or the head of Egypt, can you imagine what would happen when the Muslim Brotherhood takes over if 30% of the world's crude oil is cut off? Now, there's something else also very interesting about Egypt. In Egypt, there is a pipeline. Very few people even know about this. It hasn't been on the national news. I'm sure there are many people in our government that are scared to death. There is a pipeline in Egypt called the Sumid Pipeline. It is 220 miles long. It carries 1.1 million barrels of crude oil per day. And the Muslim Brotherhood, folks, do you have the slightest idea who these people are that are causing this uprising in Egypt and wanting to overthrow the government and wanting Mubarak to step down? And they say they aren't going to quit until they get him out of the state house and until he resigns and leaves the country. This Muslim Brotherhood has already said, they said it about a week ago. You might have caught it on the news. I hope you did. The Muslim Brotherhood said, and it was on national news, they said, we feel this is our time, we are ready, and we are going to take over the Middle East. Oh, my goodness, you must go on the Internet and Google Muslim Brotherhood and find out what these people are. The Muslim Brotherhood is a religious and political group founded on the belief that Islam is not simply a religion, but it is a way of life, and it advocates jihad, and it believes in the Quran, and it feels that the whole world should come under their rulership. And do you have the slightest idea what's going on in the rest of the Middle East tonight? I'm going to give it to you in just a moment.
Yeah, Pastor, we have to take a break real quick here. We have a commercial coming up, but we'd really like to hear that as soon as it's over. Thank you very much.
My car has a warble in it. Can you help me? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. You mean a wobble, don't you? No, it's definitely a warble, she said. Can you describe it for me? Well, first I hear a loud scream-like noise, and then a ka-plunk, and the warble starts. You know, the words you are using are not common descriptions of car problems. Perhaps I'd better drive your car. As I accelerated, I heard a loud screeching sound of a bolt being pulled through the car body. There's the scream, she said. Next I heard a clunk as the bolt bottomed out. There's the ka-plunk, but I don't feel the warble, she said. Let's go back to the shop. I think I know what it is. Sure enough, I found 4 loose bolts and tightened them. She test drove the car and came back all excited. I described it well, didn't I? I pride myself in communication skills. Yes, you did, I replied. That's how I knew to tighten the seat. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California, where your words really mean something.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Okay, Pastor, we're back. This is Sovereign Minds, William White, Crow, Nate, and Chandler. Free Fire Media here. Go ahead, Pastor. Tell us more. We're really, really interested in what you have to say here.
If there has ever been any doubt in anyone's mind listening to this broadcast tonight as to the fact that there is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, I would like to beg you, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, who tell presidents what to do, who dictate to nations, who start things like this has just begun in Egypt. These people control currencies and manipulate nations. And I hope that somehow through what I'm saying tonight, you can come to grips with the fact that our country is in grave danger right now. And whenever something comes up like it does in Egypt, I go to my elitist friends and I ask them what's happening. And oftentimes I'll find out. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But as I mentioned earlier in the program, on January the 9th, I had the privilege of being on your show, Sovereign Minds. And at the time, I stated there is going to be a crisis in the Middle East, and it'll be in the near future.
Yes,
I had been told a number of months before that that it was going to happen between 4 and 5 months. Well, here it is right now. And we're in the midst of something that is so catastrophic that you are going to see. All right, first of all, let's go back to this Muslim Brotherhood. They positively are militant. One way or the other, they will continue more than likely until they see Mubarak out of Egypt. This is going to create a major crisis for America because the Suez Canal carries 30% of the world's oil supply in any given day. Now, there are branches of the Muslim Brotherhood in countries across the Middle East, North and East Africa, including Sudan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, and our homeland security. This, I hope, will move you as you've not been for a long time. Our homeland security knows that there are branches, active branches, of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States of America, and they are doing nothing about it. Now, let's see what's happening across the Middle East and how the Muslim Brotherhood have said that they are going to do certain things. First of all, right now, tonight, in Jordan, there is rioting. In Tunisia, they're burning schools. This goes on day after day. Turkey is having problems. Yemen,
India
is
having
riots.
Food riots.
Saudi Arabia, they're scared to death.
Yes, they are.
There's one country over the Middle East that just this past week gave $15,000 to every resident of the country and promised them a one-year supply of food if they would not allow the Muslim Brotherhood to come in and cause problems as they're causing in Egypt right now. I mean, this thing is much bigger than what the average person recognizes. Folks, you are going to see this jihad, the believers in the Quran, the Muslim Brotherhood, you are going to see them spread all over the Middle East, and the moment they cause riots in Saudi Arabia, like they have in Egypt right now, if you can even get gasoline, you'll pay most any price for it. Now remember, the elite told me back a number of months ago that the price of crude oil was going to begin to go up again and would go up to $150 to $200 a barrel. That means that you would be paying at the gas pump $4 to $5, maybe $6 a gallon. And if this crisis continues in Egypt, you are going to see major problems. Now, Nathaniel, I don't know where y'all might want me to go from here. I've got so much more, but kind of give me some input as to what you're seeing in all of this.
Yeah, I see the Suez Canal, and then I think, what happens if we go to war with Iran and then they shut down the Straits of Hormuz?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And then we're going to have what? I mean, that's got to be at least 80% of our oil coming from just those two areas.
Well, I'm looking at Israel sharp
and
on that, too.
So we do have a question from the chat, and it says, why do you think the elites want so bad for America to be oil dependent? That's the question from we have
from the chat
room. So I think it personally is just because they're trying to tear down America because we are the freest country there is, and they see that we either can become great and greater, or they'll tear us down so they can bring all businesses to third world countries, and then they can run the world that way.
Which you're seeing start to happen, actually, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what do you take on that, Pastor?
Well, I can't. The person that's talking right now, I was not able to hear what you said. Your voice is so low, but I did hear the word Israel. I was able to pick that up. Egypt has a border that borders with the border of Israel, 160 miles of actual border between Egypt and Israel. Israel, I'm quite sure, is very concerned about this right now because the Muslim Brotherhood made the statement the other day that they want to do two things. Now, this was on national news. I hope some of you picked up these buzzwords because you can hear what the elite is saying if you just listen carefully to them. And the Muslim Brotherhood said, number one, we want to do away with Israel. We want, in other words, we want to invade Israel and we want war with Israel. And they said, number two, if necessary, we'll shut down the Suez Canal. Now, they have already promised to do this. And the moment Mubarak is out, the Muslim Brotherhood are the ones that have started what's going on over there right now. And there's no telling where they're going to go with this from this point.
Pastor, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, we switched microphones. I wanted to ask, what's your take on, since everybody wants to go to war with Iraq... Iran. What happens when they shut down the Straits of Hormuz also?
Now, we have the Suez Canal, and then across Saudi Arabia on the other side. I hope many of you will get a map and look this up after we get through with the program tonight, because on one side of Saudi Arabia is Egypt and the Suez Canal.
Yes.
On the other side is Iran, Iraq, and the Strait of Hormuz.
Pakistan.
Any given day, 40% of the world's oil supply travels through the Strait of Hormuz. Therefore, all of this uprising over there in the Middle East is going on right now. Every bit of it is so very close to where our oil supply comes from. And the elite have already said to me, and you can put it down on your calendar, everything else they've ever said for the past 35 years has taken place exactly like they said it. You will have $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump in the very near future. In fact, right here in my area, for instance, gasoline went up 6 cents a gallon 2 weeks ago, went up 4 cents a gallon this past week, and you probably will continue to see this same rise until it gets where they want it, $150 to $200 a barrel.
You're seeing that happen
for
everywhere.
Crude oil.
Yeah, it's already up over $90 right now, and here in Reading, we got about $3.30 gallon.
Right around there, yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely going up. I mean, I've seen it in the past couple of weeks.
And
so.
The food prices also, they're skyrocketing.
Right, those are obviously going to be affected. What do you got to say about the food and what people, I'm sure they're still telling you about gold and silver. So, I mean, the American dollar's falling, obviously, we got to get out of that and into food.
I'm so glad you asked about food. Because this is one of the things that has been said to me. Okay, you ready? I'll give you, to the best I can, the exact words. There will be no shortage of food on the grocery store shelf. I know now this sounds completely different than what many of you have thought for a long time, but keep in mind, the elite don't think like you and I think. They think only in terms of power, control, and manipulation, and oftentimes they do not do it as we expect. So I'm telling you exactly what you can expect the elite of the world to do. what's going to happen is there's going to be plenty of food on the grocery store shifts. As was said to me, in our new world order, we can bring in food from anywhere. If you have the orange crop in Florida, for instance, an extreme cold wave, and they're destroyed, they just bring it in from somewhere else in the world. You go to California, and let's say the produce of California is damaged by something that happens, no problem. They just bring in food from somewhere else. There's not going to be any shortage of food on the grocery store shelves, yet you may go hungry. Now, I know this sounds quite odd, but listen to the rest of what they have said. There'll be plenty of food on the grocery store shelves, but you may not be able to buy it. Why? Because the dollar is going to deteriorate in its purchasing power to the point that even though the grocery store shelves are full, you will not have a currency to purchase it with.
Yeah, I agree.
Was so amazed. My family and I, we went to the grocery store today, and we've been watching this very carefully. 3 weeks ago, we bought, you know, I try to keep about a 6 or 8 month supply of certain things around the house all the time. And I noticed we were getting rather low on tissue. And so that's something everybody has to have. After all, you don't have Sears and Roebuck catalogs anymore. And I went to the grocery store and bought one of these large packages of tissue. And at the time we bought it 3 weeks ago, it was $6. The following week, I said, wait a minute, I better go back and get a whole bunch of this. And the following week, I went back to the same Safeway grocery store, and it was up to $9.
Yeah.
And that was 2 weeks ago. We were back in the store today, and I'm so glad I bought it 2 weeks ago. I pointed it out to my son, who was right beside me at the time walking down the aisle, and I said, look at this. We bought it for $6. The following week, we bought it for $9. And today, the identical same tissue was $12 a package. This is one of these huge packages now where you've got a whole lot in one package. It has gone up from $6 to $12 in 3 weeks' time at the same Safeway grocery store.
It's unbelievable
what's happening to grocery prices. And you just wait until gasoline prices go up much higher. The price of bringing it in on the trucks, the price to the grocery stores, folks, you can understand why they said to me there'll be plenty of groceries on the grocery store shelf, but you may not be able to buy it. Listen, that package of tissue had the same number of rolls in it today that it did 3 weeks ago. That gallon of gasoline at the gas pump is still 4 quarts to the gallon. It has not changed one iota.
Okay,
what's happened to the price of gasoline?
Pastor?
What's happened to the price of the groceries? It's the money that you purchase it with that's changing in value.
Definitely. Nathaniel? Pastor, we have to go to another break right now, so we'll get right back with you. Definitely. It's very interesting what you're saying. It's hitting people on the nose.
This is Lynn Teller with Ernie and Dave. Hey,
Dave.
What, Ernie? Come on, Ernie, what?
Our show is Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 in the morning.
Oh.
Every Saturday morning.
That's right. Saturday morning, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, we sell your stuff
right here
at KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Are you a movie buff? Or do you just like movies like I do? If you do, join Don Shulman every Sunday from 11 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking about your favorite movie, your least favorite movie, what's happening in the movie industry, what's releasing, what's going on, and hearing from you, the most important person, the critic. So join me, Don Shulman, every Sunday from 11 to 12 here on KCNR.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
Okay. Nate, go ahead.
Yeah, so we got Pastor Lindsey Williams with us, and we're going over talking about food and Egypt and everything. And I just can't help but think about Zimbabwe and $100 billion for three eggs, and I think that's what you were talking about, that there's going to be plenty of food on the shelves. It's just nobody's going to have, you know, 10, 20, 100 billion American dollars to go buy it.
Well, that's why people need to invest in buying food and storing it now.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get all my friends and family to get out of the dollar bill. Anything that they want to save, go buy it in silver and gold and just save it.
Yep.
And then go try to stock up on food. I mean, that's the huge one. I mean, what are you going to do when...
when you don't have any, you know, it's going to go into a lot of crime at that point.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Pastor, you were talking about the food situation again. Where are we going there?
With what situation now?
Oh, just about food and hyperinflation and what we got coming down the pipeline.
Anything that people are going to do, they should do it now. The dollar is devaluing so rapidly. Again, let me go back to the scenario. Gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon. It has not changed at all. The only thing that has changed is the currency that you purchase that gasoline with. Again, the food at the grocery store. The prices of the food is still the same. There was still the same number of rolls in that tissue package. It hasn't changed a bit. A pound of beef is still a pound of beef, but you pay more for it. Why? Not because the beef has changed, not because the tissue has changed, but because the currency that you're using to purchase it with has devalued. And it has to be this way when the Federal Reserve prints all of this money out of thin air. It's totally worthless. The Federal Reserve notes are nothing but notes. They have no value, and they're losing their value so rapidly. Okay, maybe some of you have a little trouble with the scenario I'm giving tonight that I've gotten directly from some of the elite, but let me try to explain it in a little different manner. Let me talk about insider trading, because I need to tell you what's happened just within the past week or so, I think since I was on your program last. Many of us have been following what is called insider trading on the New York stock market. Now, let me try to explain what this is very briefly. Insiders are CEOs, corporate presidents, people, many of them are the elite themselves. Not all of them, but many of them are the elite themselves. And the insiders, the Wall Street, the New York stock market is required to keep a record of everything that a certain group of insiders buy. They call it insider trading. You can look this up on your web and find it for yourself. And then the other people who purchase on the New York stock market are the average, everyday John Q. public that buys through someone.
Yeah, that's right.
Some person that they buy through. Okay. Now, they keep a record of insider trading compared to the public trading. And on September the 13th through the 17th, it was 400 to 1. That meant 400 insiders were selling stock compared to one of the ordinary everyday person that buys through their broker. And that was the highest it had ever been in the history of the New York stock market. On October the 4th through the 8th, it went to 1,601, and we were startled. We who are following this, we could hardly believe what we saw. Now, let's come down a little closer. This will be devastating. November the 15th through the 19th of last year, 2010, 8,280 to 1 insiders selling their own company stock, getting out of the New York Stock Exchange. But then, the latest figure we have is January 10 through 14. Watch this one. You go on the web and find this for yourself. January 10 through the 14, insiders sold $163 million worth of their own company stock, and not one single stock was purchased by any insider that week of January 10 through 14. This has never happened before in the history of the New York Stock Exchange, and many of us ask ourselves, what is it that the insiders know that the average person does not know? I'll tell you what they know, because the elite have told me some of these things that they know. Now, what did these insiders do? Now, I'm going to get this from a totally different source. Oh, my folks, please, I beg of you to hear this, because back 2 years ago, I went on radio shows all over America, and I said that I had just been in touch with one of these individuals who tells me things, one of the elite, and he said to me one day when I was utterly beside myself, and I didn't know what to do, and I said, how can I spare my own dinner table? How can I provide for my own family with what you say is planned for America? And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, the only way you can do it is with our currency. And I said, what is your currency? And he said, silver and gold. And he said, it's the only thing that's going to maintain value. And at the time, you could have bought an ounce of gold for $600-$700 an ounce. And I begged people all over America to go and buy all they could, because it's the only thing that is going to maintain purchasing power. Today, you pay $1,300 for that identical same ounce of gold. Now, the gold hasn't changed. The gold is still 1 ounce. But what do you pay for it with Federal Reserve notes? You pay 1,300 of Federal Reserve notes in order to get 1 ounce of gold, compared to 700 back 2 years ago. It's not changed, and the insiders know this. Now, this comes from the U.S. Mint. You can go on your web and find this for yourself. Please prove it for yourself. During the month of December, the United States Mint sold 2,221,000 ounces of silver. That is a record, all-time monthly record. Something very scary is going on. You ready for the next figure? The first 12 days alone, first 12 days of January, you know, this is February right now, but first 12 days of January of 2011, the United States Mint recorded 3,407,000 ounces of silver. That is an all-time record, surpassed the entire month of December. This is the same time that the insiders were selling everything they could sell on the New York stock market, and that week of January 10 through 14, they did not make one single purchase of a single insider on the New York stock market. Now I'm going to give you the latest figure. The month of January, it just came out this past Thursday. The month of January, the United States Mint sold 6,400,000 ounces of silver. Who's buying it? I'll tell you who's buying it. The insiders are. The elite are buying it. They know what's on the way. They know that the only thing that is going to maintain its purchasing power is gold and silver. But keep in mind, folks, I was told this by the elite, and I said it on radio shows all over America that I could get on. I said, the only way that you can maintain your purchasing power is with gold and silver. I know some of you say, well, wait a minute, I can't eat gold and silver. No, you can't. You say, well, how am I going to exchange gold and silver, whatever the currency is? Well, whenever the dollar does, I said a moment ago that I'd been told that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. I didn't say it would be non-existent.
Right.
That's not what they told me. You have to understand what these people are saying. They said it will be dead. That means that it will have devalued to the point that it will be worth so little until it'll have practically no purchasing power. At that point, you turn around with your gold and your silver. Gold will probably be $3,000 an ounce by that time. You turn around with your gold and purchase the currency of that period of time, and you've not lost a single penny. Nathaniel, I don't know how to say it any better except to warn people in light of what the elite have told me are going to happen. Now, I need to give a number of things tonight. First of all, in light of what the elite have told me in the past 2 years, I have produced something that you'll find nowhere else, because there are very few people that the elite would even say these things to. And when they give them to me, I beg people to listen to me. I have prepared 6 DVDs. Now, these are professionally done. You see charts. You see diagrams. More unusual things. 6 DVDs, 8 hours of DVD viewing. And just within the past few weeks, I have done 2 CDs, and I'll tell you why I did. I felt I had to. I had no choice. I had to let people hear the voices of the elite. I've never done this before. Nobody has ever produced anything like this before. 2.5 hours of CD listening, you will actually hear the names. Yeah, I don't try to disguise any of this. You hear the names and you hear the voices of the elite actually telling you what they're going to do between now and the end of 2012. Now, again, I'll say, you hear their names, you hear their voices, you can have no doubt as to what they're saying, and then I narrate these. I beg of you, for the sake of your household and to spare your dinner table and your home, I ask you to get these 6 DVDs and to get the 2 CDs just prepared so that you will know what to do. And along with that, I have listed 12 things that you positively must do as quickly as possible in order to spare yourself in light of what the elite have told me over the past 2 years.
Really quickly,
that they're going to do.
Where are they going to be able to find that out? We have to go to break, so give them your information real quick, and then we're going to get back with you after the break. So where can they find these CDs?
Please go on my toll-free number tomorrow morning. The office staff will be there. 888-799-6111, or this weekend, if you'd like, even tonight, you can go to prophecyclub.com on the web. That's prophecyclub.com on the web, or our toll-free number, 888-799-6111, and there'll be operators standing by on tomorrow. By the way, my CDs and DVDs are not copywritten. Did you hear that? They are not copywritten. I beg of you to copy them, give them out to everybody you can, get the message out as quickly as possible.
Okay, Pastor, with that said, thank you very much, and we have a question for you right after this break that we'd really like you to get into.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month, you get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
It's back by popular demand. North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion. The feedback was so positive in 2010, we brought it back, and you could join our family of $500 winners in 2011. Wouldn't an extra $500 come in handy? Just use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Check out the photo gallery of all our winners on our website, NOVB.com. You could be one of them. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today. You could be the next happy recipient of a $500 check on our weekly Friday celebrations. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice when you're shopping. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 31st, 2011.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for
us. Pastor, this is William White Crow. We've had a lot of people ask this question, and we got about 5 minutes to do this in. Do you believe we are in the beginning phases of what we many would call the World War III right now?
Yes. I think we very well could be. Now, they have not told me this, So this is just strictly my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that what we're seeing right now with the Muslim Brotherhood, and oh my goodness, how dangerous these people are, I think with what we're seeing right now by the Muslim Brotherhood, that you're going to see this spread throughout the entire Middle East. Already there's rioting in Jordan and in Tunisia, burning schools. When it spreads to Saudi Arabia, it will drastically affect America. There's no telling what's going to come out of this Egypt situation. And I think we very easily could be. Now, we got to approach this from two different standpoints. Biblically, and of course I have to. You know, I've been a minister of the gospel for over 50 years.
Yes, sir.
And when I look at the scriptures, and especially Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, I see some things that are in perfect line with what the elite have told me. Here a while back, one of them said to me, he said, "Chaplain, don't pay any attention to what's happening in the rest of the world." He even said this with this Middle East crisis. He said, "That's not where the main issue is." He said, "North and South Korea, that's not the main issue." And I said, "What is the main issue?" And I'll give you his exact words. He said, "Chaplain, China is the big one. Folks, did you hear this? I know that there are a lot of fires burning everywhere, and over there in Egypt, it's big problems tonight. China and Russia, keep your eyes on them. I believe that we will see China increase the value of their currency, which automatically diminishes the value and purchasing power of our American dollar, and everything coming in from China and countries over in that part of the world will cost us so much more to purchase them." Mm-hmm. This is what's going to cause hyperinflation in America. And in according to what I have studied in the scriptures, I think we very well could see, from what the elite have told me, we very well could see the beginning or the foreshadowing of World War III, possibly. Now, this is strictly my personal opinion from what they've told me. The other morning, I woke up. And the sun had not come over the horizon yet, but it was already light enough outside for me to see. I call that foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're seeing the foreshadowing of those events right now.
Well, that's very good. Now, we definitely appreciate what you have to say there. Nate, is there anything else you would like to touch on before we have to sign up?
Well, I would just like to say, in closing, what would you like, take like a minute and just, what would you like to get across to our listeners, the new ones and the old ones like me? And, I'd just like to say thank you very much for coming back on. I mean, that's awesome. And I look forward to having you again in the near future.
Definitely. Excellent information here. Definitely.
So yeah,
the most important thing to anyone listening tonight is set your spiritual house in order. You've got to know where you stand in relation to the Word of God, the Bible. You must know where you stand in relation to Jesus Christ. Be sure you're born again. Get down on your knees after this program tonight. Settle your spiritual relationship with the Lord. And if your house is on a solid rock, you will stand when all of these things happen. But if it's not, then it's on sinking sand and you're in trouble. The most important thing before you take any action about physical things is to set that spiritual house in order and know where you stand in your relationship with Jesus Christ.
And with that said, thank you very much, Pastor. And we really appreciate what you've done. Like Nate said here, we'd really like to have you on the show again. And with that said, we have to get on with the things here. So
thank you, Pastor.
Definitely very much. And we'd also like to have a very special thank you to our sponsors and all those that have donated money to help keep the Sovereign Mines going and advanced soil stabilization, very much so. And
yeah, we got a new sponsor, Team Quest.
Yes.
He's actually an officer. His name is Carlos Zapata. He's the owner, black belt, awesome, brilliant Brazilian jiu-jitsu, has kids class. Everybody can come there. I mean, defending yourself, that gives you good confidence. It'll help everything.
Well, martial arts, I've been studying martial arts for over 25 years, and I tell you, confidence that it builds is fantastic.
Right, and you can call him at 646-7346. That's Team Quest. It's off on the corner of Victor and Hartnell. He's a great sponsor, and we really thank them for sponsoring us.
Definitely. Team Quest,
We're batting for you here. We like what you're doing out there. You're really giving the American youth something to do here instead of go out and join gangs and watch video games. I mean, you know, part of what we're doing here is trying to wake people up. And who do we need to wake up more than anybody? The young people right now, because a lot of them really don't know what's going on.
And self-defense is huge.
And with that said, this is Sovereign Minds, home at home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460 AM, and this is Sovereign Minds, opening one mind at a time.
We are building up the new world. Do not sit idly by. Do not remain neutral. Do not rely on this broadcast alone. We are only as strong as our signal. There is a war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Ingrasso. Cheeseheads rule. The Green Bay Packers and their quarterback Aaron Rodgers come up big at the Super Bowl. Reporting live from Arlington, Texas, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
So how's it all feel? It's an easy answer for the Packers' Greg Jennings.
It feels awesome.
An awesome show indeed as Aaron Rodgers threw three touchdown passes and strong safety Nick Collins returned an interception for a TD in the Packers' 31-25 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. For game MVP Rodgers, finally, is it vindication?
I've never felt like there's been a monkey on my back. You know, the organization stood behind me, believed in me.
Meanwhile, Steelers QB Ben Roethlisberger is standing up in defeat.
If Bob had played a little bit better, I feel like we would have had a better chance to win the game.
Big Ben threw two TD passes, but also two interceptions. At final against Sal, Packers 31, Steelers 25.
Rich, more than 1,000 disappointed football fans.